us is who will stay up Shavuos night. And they want to know, comes the morning, comes Shacharis. It's amazing, you go to shul, everyone like looks around a bit sheepishly at the next guy. You know, and says, Dad, and everyone, you know, a lot of confusion. One guy's dabbling away, and the next guy's like, what did you say? You said Baruch HaTorah, you're waiting to me. No one's always too sure. Now, people think it's a Shavuos problem. Really, the whole summer we have this problem. Because Alois, whichever Alois you take, it's pretty early. So if you're one of these guys who goes to bed at 10 o'clock every night, great. If you're a bit late, 1, 2, whatever, it ends at 3, you may cross over the threshold between day and night, rather, night and day, and all the shailas arise. You've got a shaila of brachas, you've got a shaila of you go to sleep.
Krishna.
The first shaila is, can you go to sleep? You don't know how to go to sleep, or eat, or anything, for any mitzvah. So it comes as man mincha, say, I'm going to sleep. Now, Shemarach says, it's not so simple, going to sleep for a mitzvah. Now, you go to sleep tonight after 107. First of all, it's 107. How can you go to sleep? And even if you're one of these guys with Padeli, I'm just very jealous of these people, I wish I could, then when you wake up 3 o'clock in the morning because the neighbor's baby's crying, can you go back to sleep? You're awake. You are Chiyuv Shacharis. It's 3 days, you know, it's bigger bet. It's 5 o'clock. It's after Alois, it's after Mishiyake, it's after Net. How do you go to sleep? You are Chiyuv Tefillah.
What's the problem? You've got an alarm clock, but you said it's 7.
So the head you're going to have to rely on is alarm clock. Rely on alarm clock, and this will apply throughout. Now there is a bit of a discussion about alarm clock, because the Ramon who says you can rely on alarm clock, there's no alarm clock back then, he had the Gaba here. Every year has a Gaba, and he's around waking him up. Now it's a little bit different, because if the Gaba didn't wake you up, he's fired. You can rely on him. But in Shabbat mind, he's going to come wake you up. Your alarm clock doesn't, nowadays it's so complicated. You set your alarm, it's going to do on, AM and PM. So, it's not like the Gabba Ha'ir, but it's also good. They bring down the issue. So, for example, from Shlomo Zalman, he didn't like to rely on alarm clocks. But I think people generally do rely on alarm clocks. The problem is, if it comes to Shabbos and you haven't set an alarm clock, and you go to the Friday and you go to 3 o'clock in the morning, then what? You've got nowhere setting an alarm on Shabbos, and you can't rely on someone to wake you up because a Shoyman, who's in the same position as you, is no better than you. So, it's a very... It's a very difficult one here. Can you go to sleep when you know you're going past the time, you might just sleep in? So some people say, I want to wake up.
Shabbos alarm clock.
Yeah, sure. If you forgot to set it, and you make it 3 o'clock in the morning, I don't know. Can you go back to sleep? So, there's many ramifications. For example, you want to have Malav Malka, this one to Shabbos. So, finish Shabbos, you're messing around, you do, oh, well, sorry, you're always living. And you look at your clock, it's 1:07. If it's Alois, you can't eat. And it's not like every mitzvah you can't eat for a mitzvah, it's much more. Like Suchal Adam, deep before Shacharis is the Raisa. You can't say Shalom, you can't eat, you can't go to business, you have a shah, all these halachas you can't do on a regular for any mitzvah, for mar, for milcha, but Shacharis is even more. So you gotta watch out how it works, can you do these different things? So some people say around second Alois, which is a little bit questionable, second Alois, perhaps the first Alois is the main Alois, and so once it comes to the 1:07 Alois, boom, you're out. You have a malaga. I want to do malaga malaga mitzvah. I know, you got to make sure to finish up. Stop tonight. You want to start eating. It's 1:07 tonight. You want to start eating. Can you eat before Shacharis? You wake up a regular day at 8 o'clock. You wouldn't eat. You go eat before davening. I wouldn't eat before davening. But now 1:07 is before Shacharis. That's your new morning. So you start the night before. You haven't had supper. You're starving hungry. Oh no, 1:07. That's it. You may be out. That's one big nafkamina with the some you have to watch out when your cutoff point comes. People, Shavuos, they're very carried away. I mean, there's only Shavuos. Shavuos night, I had guests by me, and it wasn't deliberate, but the dessert didn't come out till about 1:06. So I was like, how fast can you eat this? It's cold. It's good. How fast? So my guest told me, no, it's fine. He relies on the second Alois. Shalom Bais. Second Alois, which I was very jealous of him. But so he managed to, no problem. But really, if you go to the first Alois, and second Alois as well, it's not so late. If you're a real late bird, you're going to get into trouble with second Alois.
If you're in the middle of sort of...
It would help because if you attack, like the Tekonis Chazal, before a mitzvah not to eat, you're fine. But here's also the Tekon Adam, this is the right city for Adam. So it's not because you might forget, you'll get busy, you can't eat for Adam. Because with the night, you want to have a drink. it depends. If you have a careful shachas and a machach of the zoyah, you have water for davening. So you have to always cheshbon these things in. That's one element of this funny time zone we have in our country. The next thing to worry about is brachas. We know if you're up all night, you have a shayla with brachas, ma'avshinu, lichem shomo, and this time, mashiyotza, brachsoteya, everyone's got its sugya, when and what it applies. Now, you're up all night, comes the winter, you're up all night for whatever reason, comes the morning, so you know you've got a problem with the brachas. You sleep in the afternoon, Shabbos afternoon you sleep, you don't wake up to ma'avshinu, you don't wake up to lichem shomo. So if 1:07 is the morning, and you go to sleep at 1:08, you've slept in the afternoon, that's what it is, it's a day's sleep. A day's sleep is not machayv in your brachas. Or is it? That's the question. So when it comes to the morning, what have you done? You've been up all night, and you had a nap. Imagine you're up all night, 8 o'clock shachris, 10 to 8, you fall asleep in the car for 10 minutes, so you had a daytime sleep. Hamar v'sheina, and again, the shomah is machayv dafka by night, ashen eskel, amitozi ba'layla dafka. Some even say it's called before chatzos, okay, it's a bit of a chumrah. It's really a nighttime sleep. It's easy to not have a nighttime sleep in England for 2 months of the year because you're always going to sleep daytime, 1:08, 1:07, whatever the time is. So, let's go slow. On this time, everyone is famously the Rosh and the Rajba, the Rajba, the Rechadosh, the Rosh, you have to get dirty. Really, the Machzor Shechel brings down, there's another two reasons. There's four reasons why you wash, two of Machai and Bracha. So a person comes to Shachas in the morning, they're up all night, and it's not so simple. But if a person slept, even though it was considered a day, you're much better off. Why? Because the Rajba says, Brich Hadosh, you're a new person. You woke up, and now you're a new, brand new person. Rajba, you say, Altis Dan, for that reason, even if you didn't sleep. So if the Rajba is not a problem, why? Because everyone else sleeps. It's the Darf to sleep at that time. So instead of the Rajba, you can Altis Dan. The Rosh says, your hands are dirty. You slept, you touched yourself. That's a physical mitzvah. It's a fact. So but the Rosh, what do you got the Rosh? Why? Because when you slept, even after Alois, the place you slept. So when you slept, you say you wake up, you got to wash your hands. So you really have the Rosh and the Rajba. So all these are not so bad. So we'll clear our first hurdle. The next two hurdles is Elikai Neshama and Amar Bashena. The two brachas you only say by Laila. Generally is known by Laila, you're up all night. Someone Asher has a baby, you could up all night, come in the morning to Shacharis. That's all the noise from Elikai Neshama and Amar Bashena. Here as well, what do you want Elikai Neshama and Amar Bashena? The Alboys came, my brother brings the shit off, Shulchan goes like this, that say if you sleep in the day, you can wake up and say Elikai Neshama and Amar Bashena. You don't need to, but you can. So we only have some shittas that hold, even in the day you say.
What's called sleep? I mean, how long is sleep?
Oh, the shalit, it's called shittas kevah. Let's say shittas kevah. You sleep 4 hours of the afternoon. Everyone's dream.
Oh, 4 hours.
Literally a dream right in the pub. You wake up, is it you can make it? No, we don't. We don't do it. You can. Once you have that, and you put the boys to you, put it together with the idea that when we sleep, it could be Salayah, because it's full Mashiachi. If it's after Mashiachi, it gets trickier. But let's say it's full Mashiachi, which is three, whatever, around three, I don't know, somewhere around that. Then you've got somewhat a night sleep, that's A, and B, even if it's a day sleep, it could be as well that it's chayav in the brachas. That's the shekel many posts can make, and some of the machmel, they come to shul, so they can be moed to me. But if you want to rely on this, there's definitely want to rely on many crazy places to help us. So it comes in the morning, and you went to sleep after 1:07 tonight, so I only come to shul, you will say, alekai neshama, and I'm avishir. No, even if you didn't, because you slept before Mashiach, before 3 o'clock, whatever it is, and you got the svar of sleeping by day. So if it's by day, you got that svar. If it's by night, Mashiach, so you have the two svars together. Omegle. Then you come to the next hurdle. The next hurdle is Brechster. Machloed Rosh and Tosfos. In Brechster, is a din in a new day, or din in Hes Chadas. When someone actually told me when he was a Bach in Yeshiva, he was trying to fall asleep. And he didn't fall asleep. They woke up. What's a good bacha do in yeshiva? They go watch. No, they go to his medrash to learn. So he wanted to know, does he need to make a new brach today? Why? Because he said in his head, you're in the middle of eating. He said, fine, I'm done. Then he bring up the good dessert. You know the one that you wanted on Shavuos? It could be you need to do bracha now. Your dad says, I'm done. I'm mentioned. His dad says, I'm going to bed. I'm not learning. So he called up the Rav, Meir Tzvah, and said to him, do I need to make a new Brech Sotera now? I haven't slept. And he said to him, very interesting, Tosis, the famous Tosis in Brachas, Yudhav says, when you go in and out of sukkah, every time you make a new lation. In, out, as long as it was chabad, you have to make chabad new lation. Friend says, why don't you make a new birth certificate every time you stop living? It brings up the question to Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks the question, so we make damage after they go to work. We come back to learn at 4 o'clock. We should need a new birth certificate. This has chadas. I need a bracha tefillin. I don't put on for 5 hours. I need a new bracha. Why do you need a new birth certificate? So there's two answers. One of the answers it gives is that business never means you have to ask from there. Since there's always a chiv in you, you always want to learn and know, really in a pivotal world, I should be learning now. You constantly in the back of your mind, Torah is always playing. You think to yourself, I'm getting there, I'm getting there, I'm getting there. Because of that, Torah says, if we don't make a new Brexit Torah, so it runs straight through. Said the Rav, this person, when you turn not learning anymore, there's no such thing, because you've got a chiv to learn. And you think you're going to sleep. That's only if you fall asleep. If you don't fall asleep, then you still retain your original status as someone who's learning Torah. So therefore he says, if you didn't sleep, you didn't learn any bracha. Because Birch HaTorah, you say that when it has chadas. Now the Chloe tells on the Russian tesis. The other one holds, a new day you make Birch HaTorah. Now it's interesting, a new day is Alois. Alois is a new day, the whole thing in Torah, Alois, Mishnah, Megillah, everything's by Alois. Now we wait for Net, we wait for Mashiach, we wait for a lot of different mitzvahs. But really, halachic new day begins Alois. If Allah is 107 or 2:38, whatever it was, for last night, it's very interesting because if you stay up at night, like they do in many shuls, the ones that are down late, they get someone to say Birkas HaTorah for them and they're all learning all night. When they say Birkas HaTorah, when they damage Akhmas, the Khabez by house, it was 3:50, 10 to 4. Alois, even the second Alois was like an hour ago. So the last hour, I'm assuming you were learning, that's what it was now for, you've been learning about Birkas HaTorah. Now if you say, fine, the only Birkas HaTorah is going to ask you like other shita, no shalim, so what's Birkas HaTorah for now? So someone's moed to you. So if they're being moed to you, they should moed to you really Alois. Because Alois is the new day. I don't have a good answer to this, I don't know why. I think because the guys who are being moed to you are still sleeping. That's how they're moed to you, because they're actually sleeping. They get up in this, and they're normally up earlier. It's definitely not a 107. They have to have slept the room now. How are we going to play this out? I'm going to say, according to the shita that holds a new day, so from Alois, but you've got other shit to the holds, only if you slept him, see if that's. So you've got a sophic. So for the sophic, you'll wait until later. It really is interesting. It's an interesting idea that the really perfect way to do it would be to get someone at the first Alois. If you're really machmir, get someone at both Alois to mix your Birkas HaTorah, because that's when the Chiyuv Birkas HaTorah kicks in. You're all night. Birkas HaTorah. So Birkas HaTorah is like a sophic. We know it's one of the few brachas which is Daraisa, one of the many shits that is Daraisa. Birkas HaTorah and Benchin. Take on the Chumra is Daraisa. So you've got something in the Daraisa here. Not so simple. The easy way is, what you could do is, if you want to spend a few pounds, and it's a Monday or Thursday, buy yourself an aliyah, do Birkas HaTorah then. And come on, Birkas HaTorah. Moshech, you make a bracha on Sefer Torah, and you can help Birkas HaTorah with that. The other option is, you see Birkas HaTorah and have a rabbi, have a soil, whatever gear, so you have come on with that. And the third is the famous Rukhi Ve'ega, the pilgrims, everyone is Rukhi Ve'ega. Rukhi Ege says if you slept in the day, then you can say Birkas HaTorah the next morning. Why? Because the shita that holds a new day, it's a new day. Yesterday was Sunday, now it's Monday. The shita that holds, you have to be slept. You didn't sleep, not now. 12 hours ago in the afternoon, you went to sleep. So with that shita, you've got both now. You've got a new day, and you've also got Es Chadas. And that's the famous Rukhi Ege that went down. The problem with Rukhi Ege is that if you're going to say that sleeping breaks up, it says Chadas in the afternoon. Shabbos afternoon you went to sleep, 6 o'clock you woke up, where did you rest there? So no, it's a Sofik, it's not a bracha. Why is it a Sofik? Because it might be the new day. The problem is if you hold the Daraisa, it's Sofik Daraisa, so the whole thing's a bit hazy. Say the Chaz Nishtan lines, they didn't go there from Kivega. It's not so simple, but that's really the options of Brechts of Torah. Either you set in the afternoon, you say Brechts of Torah, and then from Kivega, we have a Rav Zayla, or you buy a Liha, and be here to your birthday with that. Everything else really in davening is plain sailing. You just carry on as usual. There is a famous shitza Rambam. People aren't always aware. The Rambam holds, if you didn't sleep, you don't say all the brachas, Birkas HaShachar. Shlei Zanikoi, Arvishena, Zohar Arvishena, all of them, Shlei Zanikisha, Evet, the whole 15 brachas we have, the Rambam holds, none of them Yichayim. So that's why some shuls, Shavuos morning, the head of the Gospel be moisy, everyone. The chosh to all the brachas doesn't cost you any extra. You don't have anything on do all of them, do the full whack. And that way you can also have the Rambam who holds that all the brachas you don't make if you're up all night. Maybe we do bust the Rambam. So almost up all night, the problem really is that it's down to the Mavishena. But if you are heading against all the moats you, Так, но жгло знай, можно и хапл най. Когда ты драйвен, you're flying. Хапл мони, он говорит, you're with me, yeah, sure. Вену и with me, to all the brachas, and you're also хап шидзерам. After that, then everything else is regular chiv tefillah, like any other day. That's going to be as regular. There's one shayla, one final shayla that the Mefarshim discuss. They say that you're not allowed to have a nitzar on Shabbos. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Aleph says, if you've got two options to walk, either walk straight or walk a little bit of a detour, and I'm not one of these people that love walking, you're not allowed to go on a detour. The nitzar on Shabbos to walk shayla teruf. Nitzar shayla teruf. If you enjoy it, great. And that's why you're not really allowed to jump or run on Shabbos. If you're going to become a detour or a jump, Shkhanav says to Shkhanav, so you give it about the water, there's a water, you've already got wet, schita, you're allowed to jump rather to walk. You know what you're saying, you don't enjoy it. Comes up all night, if you don't enjoy it, it could be terrible. It's like a tzad. And they bring down that we shouldn't be up, the Rabbinian writes, and the Megiri also in Havas brings down, the person sleep 8 hours a night. I'm trying to be very machmah for the shittas. Don't know what he's getting there. Eight, not 18, the Bachman's always thinking it's 18. Why? Because you went to really sleep a good night, and Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't need a pitzah. So they discuss, how is it Shavuos we pass off pitzah? So if you're really one of these guys saying, learning Torah, so kushma. But if you're honest with yourself, then what that's going to be? So they say that's a minute, really, to stay up all night, stumbles like on Shabbos and Yom Tov.
You sleep 8 hours by day then.
So why do we only sleep 8 hours by night?
That's what Bachman is, do 8 or 9 in the day, and it's like bullshit us. Okay.
Shkoyah! Now we know.
Now we know.